Side road.
Yep.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, May 19th, 2021 at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Schuler. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. The sheriff is here, and he's spicy and full of it today, so we're going to close public comment before we have any. Patty, do you have anything for us?
I don't.
We have nothing. I guess with that.
You want to talk about something?
Well.
Yes.
What? Eating M&Ms off early in the morning.
Yeah. Breakfast.
Any changes, any trends, anything?
Yeah, houses are going like crazy. And they have to remember when I send my valuation notices out at the end of May that we're still looking at years back, not right what's going on now.
So you won't see the increases now, but in years coming,
you're
going
to see small increases. Some of them, like the acreages, are going to get hit again. Those are the ones that are really.
Hate for you to miss a year on that.
What?
I'd hate for you to miss a year on that.
So that's what's going to be hard. The hard point for them to understand is that, you know, things are going right now, but we're still looking. And then they got that Turk case, so anybody wants to come with me?
What's the date on that?
June 1st. I really don't know. I'm going to have to call up there because I think it's in person. I know. They'd let me know if it's virtual.
Do you represent us with that, Roger?
Well, yeah, but Daryl usually.
Lloyd's going with me, and then Daryl will probably pop in too because he. I'm pretty sure Lloyd is, because he's the one that was the referee. This is a 2019 case, so this is how far back it is.
The same person has protested each of the years.
Yeah, and they basically don't present anything. The tax structure is unfair.
He usually brings an attorney. So I heard it probably 4 years ago, and it was just me at that point. Well, Daryl came along. Myron, I think. How long has Myron been gone?
This will be going on 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to present. Generally, he brings counsel, so we'll see. But that's June 1st at 1 o'clock. And I would think, you know, now with everything lifted, they would have it in person. I think some were done virtually, and I think when you go to Scott's Bluff and stuff, they do them, you know, tell through the computer. But so we'll see.
Anything Patty?
I really don't have anything for you guys. Otherwise, you know, like the May 31st, that's going to be the date that they go out. So
that's important.
They'll get them.
Yes.
They'll get them what, June? About, I don't know if May 31st, what date's that on?
So you'll mail out?
It's on the 31st.
31st is a Friday.
Nope.
Monday.
So they'll get them the first week of June. They'll receive their valuations and then.
Yeah, the month of June to protest.
Is it fair to say if you have problems with your valuations, call your office and talk to you first before we just wait and file a protest? If they have a reason or if they have a question on it, talk to you guys. If there's a way to change it ahead of time, you'd rather that than wait for the protest period?
The only way I would change it is if there's, at that point, you can run through a board notice if there's any kind of errors on it. You know, a lot of what we run into with mass appraisal is equalization, you know, to get everything in the county equalized. That's hard when you have so many different areas versus, you know, south versus north. You know, the farm ground isn't so much, but you get into housing and stuff. Housing down that way isn't as, you know, probably it's different than, I mean, common sense will tell you that it's different than, and the sales. I mean, we have to go, everything's based on what we react to the market. So if things are selling, you know, the $150,000 house that I just put on about 2 years ago, that's probably $200,000 now. that's probably what you'd consider a starter home. And that's kind of hard to, you know, especially as old as I am, to conceive that.
Well, with construction costs,
driving
up
like
down.
Crazy. Huh? Yes.
With construction costs where they are now, that price isn't going to go down anytime soon either.
Well, and see, the construction price, because we have a Marshall Swift manual that's set with a certain year built, you know, so I know just from what we purchased shingles in April, and then I put those same things in again in May, and the guy told me in June that was going to go up. It was because of hail damage. It was $560 different just for our house. So, you know, depending on, June was supposed to be the magic month, I think, that things could really go up, but we'll see. And that's going to be what we go in. We just do that on a pricing basis, because that really won't be a sold house, most likely. It's when you're building. So, but I react to the market, so anything that we do, we have to be between those ranges of 92 and 100 on houses, and then Eglin's between. And, you know, Eglin's pretty strong right now. I mean, it's back up there. But once again, we're looking behind, so it didn't go up much. We'll see.
Anything else for Patty?
Have a good day.
We will adjourn at 8:38 on the clock.
Morning, Gary.
Morning. Good afternoon, Gary.
Sorry.